Illinois State's School of Communication is coordinated with the campus's ADP effort, and with us to talk about what's going to be happening at ISU next week is Steve Hunt. He is the director of the School of Communication. Thanks for coming by.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And in the interest of transparency, we should include the fact that WGLT is a department within the School of Communication. But this is a really big deal, so we're happy that you've made some time to be with us today. Let's set a backdrop first. ISU launched the American Democracy Project on campus a few years ago. It's a campus-wide effort involving students, faculty, and staff to promote civic engagement now and in the future. As I understand it, there will be a couple of settings next Tuesday night, one at the Bone Student Center Brown Ballroom, and another at the Social Media Analytics Command Center. We'll get to the SMAC in just a moment, but let's talk first about the Brown Ballroom site. What's going to be happening there?
There'll be a lot of activity going on in the Brown Ballroom, and we're going to kick things off on Tuesday night at 6:30 with a civic engagement fair. At this point, we have something like 15 different registered student organizations that have committed to be there. They're going to be set up at tables, and they're just going to be talking about the civic engagement work that they're doing. So it'll be a good opportunity for people to come in and, potentially find registered student organizations that they're interested in that are doing this kind of good work for the community. At 7 p.m. in the ballroom, we'll start our national webcast. And so if you picture the Brown Ballroom and the stage up front, we'll have the stage broken up into basically several television sets where we're going to do a panel with ISU faculty and students and Heartland Community College faculty and students. And they're going to be discussing some of the themes that are likely to be brought up in the State of the Union address. And we will have on the stage also a SMAC unit. So we'll be doing live social media analytics throughout the evening. That's just the tip of the iceberg, really, though. So that panel is going to go from 7 to 8. Doors are going to open at 6:30. Throughout the evening, we're going to have one of the screens set up on the side of the room that will be displaying the live social media analytics as they're coming in. So that'll be a large screen. People will be able to tweet in using the hashtag ISOTU16, and we'll have this kind of national conversation about what's happening at campus watch parties across the country, what's happening in the State of the Union address itself, and so on. We're going to provide pizza and drinks for people to enjoy. Campus Recreation is helping out by donating some games that we can play. We've got an inflatable basketball hoop that will be up. Z&D will be there playing music, so it'll be a very interactive atmosphere and hopefully a lot of fun and informative as well.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the SMAC itself in general. Many people may not know what goes on there. It's been around for a couple of years now. What exactly happens there, and how's it going to be used Tuesday night?
Yeah, so what we're going to do with the SMAC is to really follow the conversation that's happening, and we're going to focus on developing searches that look at particular themes that emerge in the evening and that really focus kind of on the college student perspective. You might imagine that there's going to be millions and millions and millions of tweets and social media activity about the State of the Union address on Tuesday night. We're not going to collect all of that information, but that's just too big. So we'll narrow our searches and we'll kind of dig into what are the major themes and what do college students in particular think about those themes. What's their sentiment toward the kinds of things that President Obama talks about? And what are their positions on these various topics? We want to get a sense of that and report that back to the audience that's tuning in.
And once you get this data compiled, how is it useful in the political process, or how is it useful for teaching at Illinois State?
It's useful for us on a couple of different levels. One, by its very nature, it's a great research project. So it's a way for us to determine the way that social media might be utilized to encourage civic and political engagement. That's one of the implications that we can use it for. We'll also prepare a report for the National American Democracy Project that will summarize the evening and the kinds of things that people talked about. They can use that then in future blog posts and things that they do with the website and in conference programming down the road. So we'll be able to use this data in a lot of different ways. It'll have implications for what we do in the classroom. It can be used also to facilitate research projects.
I'm Willis Kern, and we're speaking with Steve Hunt, director of Illinois State University's School of Communication. The school is helping to coordinate ISU's services as the National Collegiate Social Media Hub for next Tuesday night's State of the Union address. Also involved in all this, I understand, is a webcast. Who gets to see this, and what will they be seeing?
The webcast will be available for anybody who has internet access, and what they're going to see is everything that happens that night in the Brown Ballroom, and they're going to see the State of the Union address itself, They'll see the GOP response, and then there'll be a panel that follows all of that that kind of recaps the night. What were the major themes? And also just kind of reflecting on the activity itself. So we'll have representatives from the National American Democracy Project there. We'll have representatives from the Democracy Commitment, from iCitizen, all the groups that are partnering to pull this thing off and just kind of reflecting on what it took to make something like this happen.
You mentioned iCitizen. This is another national organization that's involved. What are they and what is their role here?
iCitizen is a tech startup out of Tennessee, actually. And what they do, they've created an application for mobile devices that does instant polling. So what they're going to be doing throughout the evening is they're going to be asking questions, and students at ISU and anybody that participates at ISU will be able to download this app for free for their phone, and they'll be able to participate then in these answering these polling questions, and the questions will focus on the themes that are brought up in the State of the Union. So that's not just going to happen at ISU. That'll happen across the country. So they'll be accumulating this data as it comes in and reporting it back to the audience live, both to the audience there that's in the Brown Ballroom and to the national audience that will be watching the webcast.
Heartland Community College is involved in this. How did they become involved, and how are the two entities coordinating what's going to be happening?
Yeah, that's a very good point. We have a long, rich history of partnership with Heartland Community College on civic engagement. They created several years ago a certificate in civic engagement that goes into the minor in civic engagement at Illinois State. That's been one of the ways that we've coordinated together, but we have this relationship in on lots of these kinds of events, watch parties, congressional district debates. We've worked together to host them. So what Heartland is going to do is encouraging their students to be present. We will have Heartland Community College students on the panel that I mentioned that will be featured in the webcast, and students, faculty, administrators will be present at the event itself on Tuesday night.
This is a kickoff in a series of year-long events dealing with social media and the presidential campaign and college campuses. What are some of the other similar things that will be going on, and how will you use what you find out from Tuesday night's event in some of these future events?
This is a really important kickoff to the National American Democracy Project's year-long series of activities that really focus on getting students excited about and fired up for this presidential election that we're in. And so now's a really critical time in our point, in our history. This is President Obama's last State of the Union. So some people might think it's not important, but really, if you think about what's going on in the world and in our country, there are a lot of serious issues that we need to be thinking about. And this conversation is going to kind of frame what happens as we move into the caucuses and as we get further along into the presidential election cycle. So this is a really important point in our country's history, and certainly in the civic engagement movement in higher education in particular, to bring focus to this next cycle that we're going to go into. Over the course of the next year, the American Democracy Project will be hosting a series of events. They'll be doing additional tweet-ups. They'll be working with iCitizen to refine the polling process that we talked about and using that application to try to engage students. But what we're going to learn from Tuesday night is, what are the kinds of ways that really work to engage students and get them excited? That's one of the things that we want to learn, and that can be used then to help develop events in the future and to continue to work to engage young people, get them excited about civic engagement.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I know you're excited about it, and it sounds like it's something that could hold a lot of potential when it comes to going forward when you're dealing with college students, social media, and the political process.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're very proud to have the opportunity to be the national hub. The work that has happened in the School of Communication you mentioned over the last couple of years and launching the SMAC and the work that we've done there, we did a similar analysis of social media regarding the State of the Union last year, but we are way further along down the road in terms of our sophistication and our ability to make this meaning out of the data that we're able to collect. So we're excited about this year.
Steve Hunt is the director of Illinois State University's School of Communication. He's helping coordinate activities surrounding Illinois State's designation as a national collegiate hub for American Democracy Project events associated with next week's State of the Union address. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Willis Kern.